Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
President Trump.
Oh, good morning, Spaz and AJ.
Close. Hey,
you know, of all the dishonest media in Connecticut, I like you guys the least.
Oh, thank you so much.
You dislike us the least.
Right, dyslexia.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant to say. I dislike you the least.
Exactly.
Thank
right.
you.
Dislike, dyslexia, the same thing, yes.
Of all the dishonest media in Connecticut, I dislike you guys the least.
Thank you.
Aw.
You brought back the White House coronavirus briefings. That's exciting.
Yeah, they were so popular before. You know, people were craving them, so we brought them back for a limited time. And in case you need to get caught up for season two, we put all the old coronavirus briefings back up on Hulu. So they're on demand.
Cool.
It's a great way to binge watch, especially when you're stuck in the house during the coronavirus. Oh, and by the way, the Coronavirus Task Force Briefing Season 1 merchandise is now available at DonaldTrump.com.
Well,
I think you should just edit all the fight scenes together.
That'd be best,
those
yes.
are the best.
Yep.
No, everybody needs a hoodie, right?
Yeah, like a Christmas.
You're going to need a hoodie for fall.
Yes.
And what should we expect from these future briefings?
Season 2 of the briefings, you mean? They're going to be bigger and better than ever. Lots of plot twists, like, will we get a vaccine? Will the CNN reporters finally stop asking stupid questions and being nasty to me? Will Dr. Scarf Lady finally hook up with the MyPillow guy? Find out all this and more in Season 2 of the White House coronavirus briefings.
Yeah, last one. I want to help with them.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
Yep.
You did admit that the virus was going to get worse before it got better.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I do think that the China flu will get worse before it gets better. But soon, very soon, you will once again be dropping deuces in the bathroom at your neighborhood Starbucks. I promise.
Thank you.
Everything's going to go back to normal.
And you said that wearing face masks are important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's patriotic, too. I've always wanted everyone to wear face masks. Oh,
really?
I've always been for masks. No one has been for masks more than me, believe me. Now, sure, in all fairness, at this point, wearing a mask is like paying hush money after the porn star already starts talking to the press. But I'm setting a whole new tone here. Whole new tone.
You said you'd have to wait and see when asked whether or not you would accept the 2020 election results. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I'm not going to commit to saying yes or no until I see all the results, okay? So I'm going to treat this election just like I do every one of my paternity tests. I'm going to wait and see. Not going to commit to anything. By the way, what's the difference between Joe Biden and Kanye West, guys?
No
do you
idea.
Know?
No.
No.
One guy rambles incoherently for an hour straight while we worry about his mental state, and the other guy is Kanye West. But, you know, Kanye's crazy rants on Twitter, they do show that he's completely capable of being president, because a Twitter rant is the most presidential thing you can do.
So I hear.
All right.
Dr. Fauci's going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals opener today. What do you think about that?
Well, Dr. Fauci, he's a full-blown celebrity now. Like, next thing you know, they're going to have him riding a quarter horse in the Kentucky Derby. And he could do it. He's the perfect size. Look, it really doesn't make sense to have Fauci throw out the first pitch. You know, he's going to have to pitch in front of the mound by about 15 feet, and I know he's going to throw it in the dirt. I mean, let's be honest, okay? Fauci, he's a garden gnome in a lab coat, guys. He really is.
Well, thank you for the time, President Trump.
Hey, stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
Anonymous teacher, not excited for school. How come?
Well, good morning. First of all, I'm a
morning.
Big fan. I appreciate you guys being able to listen to one voice. I mean, there's just so many reasons, but I mean, I think first and foremost, it's high risk. We shouldn't have to be able to go into work in fear of getting sick or getting somebody we live with sick.
Or the kids,
you know,
right?
Well, I mean, absolutely. Everything we do is for the kids. But I mean, first and foremost, you know, there have been bodies that have reached out to multiple teachers that say that they're willing to give free legal advice and create wills for us.
Oh, God.
Wills? Okay.
Wow.
That kind of scares people.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I received two emails last week from different bodies that say, oh, so-and-so, we would love to give you legal advice on will creation. I'm 40 years old. I'm 40 years old. That scares the life out of me.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Now, could it be a tactic by the union or by another company that's farming for business?
I don't believe so. I mean, there are people like myself that are at high risk. I have immune deficiency.
Oh,
okay. And, so, double whammy.
Right, so you get a pass, right? Wouldn't you get a pass? You don't have to go back?
No.
Oh,
no,
really?
There's no pass.
Oh, it's mandatory.
There's no pass. There's multiple.
Can't you write yourself a pass?
Believe me, if that was a pass I could write, I'd write for everyone.
What's with schools and passes, for Christ's sake? It's always a pass for this, pass for that.
Right.
Where's your whole pass?
We had the bathroom pass, and it was just a giant piece of wood.
Right. My case, I barely passed. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I use a giant stuffed animal so everybody knows that kids are going, you know?
It seems like a germy thing to bring into the bathroom.
Yeah, I use a cinder block.
It's a germ collector.
Well, cinder block works.
Welcome to the new normal.
Right.
I mean, and we want to talk about the emotional well-being of the students. We are not sending them back to the school that they left in March. You know, we're going to now put them in plastic boxes with a teacher that's wearing multiple masks and face shields, and don't even discuss about the kids who need special. You know, we're talking about kids who get it all day. You know, what about these kids that spent 100 days with their parents or their grandparents or somebody at home trying? They're not coming back to the school that they left in March.
Right.
We have an anonymous teacher on talking about returning the school in September. He's not excited about it. Are there specific points of the plan that you don't like? It sounds like you don't like any of it.
Well, here's one of the other major concerns. Teachers aren't being consulted about the issue. There are districts that are sending out parent surveys, and that's awesome. You know, it discusses lunch and busing and how they would like to see school open. But when the teachers give input, they are shooed away. We are the heart. We are the soul of these schools. We pick up where parents leave off and many times go above and beyond. And our input is invaluable. And we just aren't being consulted.
No one or a select group being consulted?
I'm telling you that there was a meeting in a district in Fairfield County last night, and not one teacher was consulted about it. And when they were asked, they would say, well, you know, right now we need 100% teacher support. And that's lunacy. Because
when you talk to
that meeting was on Zoom. Huh. You know, it's not like they're meeting in a classroom. It's not like they're gathering.
Yeah,
now
they're
going to ask.
You guys going back, but they're not even getting in a room together.
Right. Exactly.
So what does that tell you right there?
How many years you into it now, like teaching?
20.
Is it too late for too early for like early retirement maybe?
Oh, that's a solution. Just leave your job.
Well, you know, if he's going to face, you know, life-risking things, I'm just saying.
Well, right. So I've looked into it. Absolutely. Career change, switch over. But do remember, most teachers that are in my position have spent hundreds of thousands on their own education, only to face the whiplash of student loan debt.
I know how that feels.
Building themselves out of it. I mean, almost everybody in this country understands what that debt's like.
So let's go back to this plan. You don't like any of it. Teachers aren't being consulted. What would your plan be?
Honestly, I think you stick with the model of distance learning, at least until they can figure out the exact busing, right? How many buses does it take to get the average elementary environment to school?
Right.
So you're going to put 10 kids on a bus that would normally house 60.
Right. So you would start with the busing, get that together. And then is there any part of the plan that you've heard discussed that you like?
I mean, if we are forced to go back to school, I'd have no problem as long as the cleaning logistics are safe, where there's two groups of kids. There's group A and group B, but this is also problematic for people who wouldn't have, you know, the ability to stay home with the kids. You know, I mean, in a perfect world, Group A goes to school on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday is a completely virtual day where they clean the school top to bottom, and Group B goes in on Thursday and Friday. But, you know, even my logic on that is very flawed because this is not a perfect world.
How many teachers that you've talked to are with you in that it's too soon to go back in September?
I would say 90%, with that 10% being like, I'm staying out of it. You know, I'm healthy enough to, like, face the challenges. But even if you're healthy enough, right, let's say that I was 100% healthy. My mother's close to 70, yeah. So I don't get to see her. And let's not forget, right? Okay, we're going to play the perfect world again. Everything's ready. The kids are 6 feet apart in the classroom. Everybody has masks and protocols, and everybody's not touching themselves. So one child is exposed to their somebody from the outside world, and they come into the school with COVID. What happens next?
Right.
There's no protocol. That
whole class has to... Anyone, that person,
what?
So it's right. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about, you know, somebody coughing on somebody and walking through the hall, and then somebody going into PE class
and sweating all over everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
How many students can you picture purposely coughing on someone just to be that person?
That's the other thing. You know, if you're scared of it, don't follow teacher misery. You know, there's an account online where it's like the worst of the worst. And, you know, it's now kids are finding.
Wait, there's a site that's like the people of Walmart?
Oh, I'm telling you right now, it'll change your life. And look at teachers. You go through their quarantine section on responses from students and parents. You know, remember in January.
Wait, what's this called?
Teacher Misery, was it?
Teacher Misery.
Teachermisery.com?
No, it's not. It's on Instagram.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
But right, let's travel back to
January. How many teacher misery sites are there?
More than one.
This is a reality show.
This .org.
Teacher misery.
This .org does everything.
This one's got over 400,000 followers.
If you poll teachers, 100% of them are miserable right now. You know, let's travel back. If you polled parents in January, we were glorified babysitters. Mid-quarantine, there's not one parent that wouldn't be giving us $100 million per year for salary.
Right.
And then right after graduation, fake graduation, drive-through graduation, Zoom graduation, most schools faced budget cuts. And this didn't make news. But here we are, freezing hires and very clueless about what September looks like. And here we are on the radio trying to figure out what's going on.
Right. Yikes.
It's a mess.
All right.
It is. I mean, it there's so many levels of it. And I mean, here's what I think is going to happen. We're going to go back to school and we're going to try this new normal. And then 2 weeks later, we're going to go back on Zoom.
Right. Because of an outbreak?
Because of anything.
Right.
Any number of things.
All right. So name a couple. So one's an outbreak. One's what? Just total dysfunction. No one's wearing a mask.
Yeah, protocols.
Can't adhere to the guidelines. Yeah.
Let's think about the logistics, right? Let's say that I have to go to a doctor's appointment on a Wednesday, and I have sick days, right? So I use my sick days. How many subs making $75 a day are going to willy nilly come into a school and want to be exposed to that?
Interesting.
That'd be really dedicated, put it that way.
All right, so that's one, right? The other's an outbreak. What else do you think would be a curveball?
Legislation, anything that they mandate. I mean, teachers are pigeonholed to whatever any politician has to say.
Right.
You know, it's funding, it's mandate, it's test scores. You want to talk about test scores? You can't tell me they didn't dip while half the population was, you know, not really caring about what their kids did online. You know, it's stakeholders. Like we only get out as students what we put in and what goes on at the house. I commend parents and everybody who worked with children. But the fact of the matter is that people get tired of it. There's a reason people want their kids back to school. It's because, you know, sometimes they just don't want them at the house.
Right.
Gee, they need a break. Right. We're talking about that. You know, the parents just talking to the teachers like they're in one of those disaster movies and they're making the very last video.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're running through the hall getting chased by that giant boulder trying to you know, bring the statue back to the temple.
Is that a Legend of the Hidden Temple reference?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, damn it.
Indiana, baby.
Oh, God. Yeah, Indiana. All right, well, thanks for being a teacher. Thanks for coming on. Keep us posted.
Be safe.
And I appreciate you guys and, you know, everything you do and just keep rocking.
When you think about the weirdest excuse you remember for not doing homework, does something come to mind?
In school or on Zoom, because both are pretty great.
Oh, great. Give us one of each.
Yeah.
All right. So fifth grader shows up, no binder. And I said, you know, what's going on, pal? Some kid stole my homework. Oh, it was completed? Well, I wasn't really going to do it. But, you know, we got into a fight because he said you weren't the best teacher. So.
Oh, wow.
That's brilliant.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
I stood up for that, you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I took the hit.
It's your fault.
I took the hit for you.
That's excellent. Will go on to be the greatest politician in history.
Or best used car salesman. Yep.
You are right. Yep. You are right.
My other great one was on Zoom. Oh, how come she's not doing the homework? Oh, you know, it's tough. Our internet's not so great, this and that. Well, it turns out, you know, my sister's Facebook friends with her, and they've been posting and having TikTok. You know, it's not the internet. It's right. Mom's trying to get her 10,000 followers to do the woe. It's not easy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the struggle is real. I understand, yes.
Well, you know, we would fight for you if anyone said you're not the best teacher.
Absolutely. So, I lose my homework and everything.
All right.
You know what? I appreciate you guys. You all passed this semester.
Thank you. Yeah, for once
first
I passed.
Time ever for me.
Nice.
Thank you, anonymous teacher. Just having a stellar professional survival instructor on the phone. So we talked about weapons and being trained and doing that. In terms of food, what should you stock up on? I always think soup is good because it could stay on a shelf forever, right?
I think Stouffer's French bread pizza.
Mm.
Yeah, it's funny. They, you know, studies have been done by various survival companies where they've opened up canned rations from World War II, and as long as the rations were stored in a temperature-controlled environment where it didn't fluctuate too high, too cold, and as long as the can seal remained intact, so there was no air exposure and no exposure to light, the rations were totally fine to eat. So soup isn't necessarily a bad idea. I mean, you do lose some of the nutrients over time. They do degrade, but it still remains edible. Soup's not a bad idea, but it is heavy. It does take up space. You know, another option, if you really like soup, you might just want to get some of the dehydrated soups that you just have to reconstitute with water.
But that's the problem, though. You need water.
Right.
Right.
Well,
right.
Radioactive will cook itself.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, we have the means of collecting water. We have the means of treating water. Water in this country is relatively easy to come by.
Hmm.
It's not like Africa, you know, where a few years ago the government was essentially on the verge of collapse because, you know, in Cape Town they had no means of purifying water, treating water. So we have a relatively stable water supply. And luckily,
but would you?
Yeah.
I always thought about this when I watched The Walking Dead. Is you come upon a stream.
Uh-huh.
And two things. One, this is where you're going to get into trouble because there's going to be other people there.
Of course,
right?
Yes, right.
And then the other thing is, and this is zombie apocalypse, right? I'm just,
right.
Humor me.
Okay.
Right. And then the other is, what if there's a dead zombie upstream?
Yeah, and you're drinking
that,
zombie juice.
You're drinking that water.
Right, and then, you know, like, you get a craving for your best friend.
So you don't know what's happening upstream.
Yeah, you go to like, kiss your friend and take their lips. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, correct.
You become a zombie.
Well, don't you know that the zombies, they always go for the lips. They're soft and tender. I mean,
exactly, right. That's the best part of the person. Exactly, right. The best part of the person right there.
That's what you sound like after you lose
that's
your
That's the sweet meat. No, it's like,
yeah. So food, you would say soup, dehydrated soup. What else?
So basically, you're going to look at the carbohydrates, right? So potatoes are really easy to store. Pastas
but
are easy to store.
They don't last long. They start growing like
sprouts.
Yeah. Arms and legs.
You know what?
No. Powdered potatoes.
Oh, powdered.
What?
Powdered. Yeah, powdered.
When you snort the potatoes?
If you're going to get this powdered stuff, then you need like water purification, right?
Correct. Or in the process of boiling it, you're going to be killing whatever's in there already. So
that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
See, when you get this powdered stuff, you're going to need water. Then you're going to need other conditions like heat to boil it.
Right.
Exactly. Water purification.
Right. I mean,
yeah. There's always a trade-off.
Don't true survivalists know how to like convert their urine into drinking water?
I do not recommend drinking urine. I'm going
AJ's
on the
first
right
wave.
Now.
Well, you got to purify it first. I'm not saying just with a cup
with
and drink
what?
It.
Right. Let's buy Google urine purifier.
I can't spell it.
Right. And you're going to carry that around with you.
I'm going to type in PP purifier. How's that?
Right.
AJ saw that scene in Waterworld and was like, it can work.
Oh, I didn't watch Waterworld.
Right.
I didn't watch
Waterworld.
I didn't watch Waterworld.
Matt Nyanek saw a guy stocking up on ammunition. He had a good reason. Should we take that?
So, I thought it was interesting because you were mentioning how the shelves were empty. And he was like, early on, I saw this guy with a full carriage full of ammunition. So he asked him, what are you buying it for? And the guy's response I thought was interesting.
Wedding party?
Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, what was the response when you asked that guy?
He said it was trading stock, more valuable than cash.
Nice.
Wow.
He's not wrong there.
Yeah. Kevin's mentioned this before, too. He saw my booze collection. He said, you can negotiate a lot of deals with that. All right. Thank you, Matt.
I'm starting to get worried. I have not
stocked
up on anything.
No, don't. That's what this is. I thought about putting this on the grid, and I'm like, I know it's going to make people uneasy.
Right.
No, I have nothing to do, okay?
Yeah. And Ashley, there's plenty of things you to have.
I've watched enough episodes of Shark Tank. Right. I need to, do something productive.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
I don't want to learn a sport or, go play racquetball. Right?
This is the perfect time to pick up canning. Canning and jarring.
Nice.
That's
you have so
fun.
Many, you can pickle so many things. Farmers and so many people that are they're giving away vegetables like from their mm-hmm. backyard gardens. I mean, it's the perfect time to learn how to preserve foods.
What are you canning? Bullets.
How long will that stuff last?
Oh, wow. It depends on the conditions, but I've had some stuff jarred easily well over a year. No issues whatsoever.
Year.
Yeah.
How do you know when it's bad, though?
Can you jar a Big Mac?
You'll know when it's bad if you can. Usually when you're jarring, you're creating a vacuum. So usually the vacuum will pop up. You'll notice that little pop top will no longer be good.
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah, in a lot
can
of
you,
jars,
can you
in a lot
can
of,
you can yeah, a Big Mac? But do you need to?
Do you need to? Is
I've
the
seen
question.
Some of them sit around for a long time.
Yeah.
There was one under my Whopper under my seat for a long time, and it was fine.
Yeah, but I want a little fresher than that.
Okay.
I don't want the taste of the interior.
Right.
You guys know you can can bacon, and there's actually a company that sells canned bacon.
Oh,
delicious!
I know there's chicken in a can, actual chicken in a can.
Yeah, full chicken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Canned
every now and then, hear bark inside, but yeah,
that's what the sound is when you open it.
Oh my God! Look, there's eggs in here too.
What's even worse when the rooster's in there? Why can't I jumping?
Mayor Elliker, good morning.
We're starting things off on the wrong foot with calling the Haven a town.
Right.
I know.
We're just making sure you're paying attention.
It's cute like a town, but vibrant like a city.
It has a town feel to it.
Best of both worlds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
How much of an uptick?
You know, it's not too much. We want to be overcautious because of everything that's going on around the rest of the nation. We had one particular church that had a small outbreak, and it's just a very strong reminder to everyone to follow the rules that everyone's been saying all along. And, just anecdotally, as I walk around town, most people are doing the right thing, but, you have people wearing masks, and some people are covering their mouth but not their nose, or it's around their chin, or they take it off when they're talking, which is actually worse because their germs are kind of coming at you when they're talking, so just want to make sure that everyone's following the rules. And this is just a little reminder that we got to be careful.
So that small little outbreak, will that affect New Haven's numbers? Was it that big?
You know, it's always hard to tell. Our health department very quickly over the weekend when we found out about it, called the pastor of the church and called a lot of the people at the church to make sure that people were self-isolating if they had attended the service where this was an issue. And, you know, the people that we talked with were cooperative, but you never know. You know, they might have interacted with someone, we might have missed someone, and that person goes to a big party or whatever, and all of a sudden we have a big issue.
Mayor Justin Elker from New Haven is on. The Channel 3 story that I'm reading said, quote, this is a quote from you, you fully expect another surge.
Yeah, I think we would be naive to think that we weren't going to have a lot of problems in the future. If you almost every state in the nation has cases that are significantly increasing. And as we head towards the fall and the winter, I think a lot of experts think that we're likely to be hit again, and particularly in the wintertime with flu season, it could complicate the way that we treat a lot of patients because we don't know if they have the flu or COVID-19. So I think it would be very hard for us to avoid it. People travel around a lot, and even though we have a travel ban, it's highly likely that other folks that have COVID in another state will come in here and potentially expose people.
So does that mean so where does that put you in terms of school going back in September?
This has been, as you've probably seen in the news, a very lively debate, and some parents and teachers are understandably concerned. As you may know, the governor has created a system where there's three levels. One is where cases are almost none, and that's where everyone goes back to school physically 5 days a week. Another is kind of a hybrid model where people go 2 days a week, so we don't have as many kids in class at once. And then the third is obviously if cases are really high and we go to just online learning again. Right now, the number of cases that we have, we're in that kind of second mode, where we do a hybrid model. I know a lot of parents, you know, I'd send my child back to school in the fall, but we could very easily change, right? If the cases change, we'll have to adapt and choose a different level. And that's something that I think, you know, as a parent, I feel like I need some certainty in the fall, but I'm unfortunately with the virus, we're just not going to have certainty.
Any plans to pull back in New Haven in terms of businesses and the amount of people they can have in a restaurant or whatever?
Not yet. We're monitoring things. And, you know, it's something interesting to share with you. We also, in addition to seeing the number of cases and hospitalizations and monitoring that, we actually get there's a group at Yale that studies the sewage, the COVID content in the sewage at the water pollution control.
Stories like this that they could predict an outbreak, like the meatpacking factory. They were able to predict a couple of days before the uptick or the surge that was coming.
So we get updates from them periodically too, and that theoretically that will give us an advance notice before we even get cases that are from test results.
Boy, who's in charge of doing those tests? They must be the bottom of the totem pole.
They did something wrong, literally. Yeah.
No, they're PhD students. They're PhD students.
The students.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, so the bottom of the PhD students.
I was just thinking, can you think of another time where you've been on the phone with that department more often than this time?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where you never know who you're going to need to lean on at some point, right?
Have you been getting reports, Mayor, of businesses in New Haven not complying?
From time to time, most businesses we've been really, really happy with are bending over backwards to make it work. And it's not just because of the rules, but because their customers want to be safe. You know, I was talking with a restaurant owner just yesterday who said they have outdoor seating and they have some indoor seating. And he said almost every customer comes in and wants to sit outdoors.
Yeah.
And if they don't have tables outdoors, the customers will leave.
Right.
Even though they have available tables indoors. So the businesses want to do the right thing to keep the customers safe and because of the rules that exist.
The crime surge and the shootings in New Haven, what do you think that's all about? And do you have any plans to pull that in?
Yeah, there's this is a major concern of ours, and there's an uptick in particular shootings and homicides around the nation. There's been a lot of articles and press on it in Chicago and other cities. And about a week ago, we had a very bad night where we had two homicides and of the four shootings that happened. It's a major, major concern, and there's a lot of reasons we think there is an uptick in violence. Some of it has to do with people being cooped up. A lot of people have beefs with each other. So, someone did something or there's a couple of instances where people long ago maybe shot at someone or shot someone. And there's some people
revenge. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think part
and some
of
people
is,
getting out of prison? So,
Mayor, do you think part of it is that people feel like the police have their hands tied now? They really can't do a lot.
I think there is some feeling of I think we've seen some things with the fireworks and these kids that were riding bikes on the highway and stuff of element of lawlessness, and I think that we've got to just stop that narrative. I think that there is a sense that the police have their hands tied, but with violence we do not have our hands tied. Our police department's doing everything we can to address that issue.
Did you see the bill they're voting on, I think, today in Hartford, that police bill with the that immunity part? What do you think of that?
So overall, I'm very, very supportive of the bill. And my understanding is that they've worked in some changes to the qualified immunity language that put it back in, but make it a little bit less strong as far as the protections for the officers than it used to be. And I think that effort to make a balance is a good one. I have not, and our corporation council hasn't reviewed the language yet, so I don't want to comment on whether it's, I'm fully supportive of it, but I think that the overall spirit of the bill is a very solid one.
That would allow folks to sue police officers directly, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the amendments are to it, but my general understanding is if an officer is doing the right thing and within means of a judgment call, the officer is protected under the law. If an officer does something that's willfully unlawful or in violation of in clear violation of the policies of the and the law, then the officer has an issue. And I think that's the tension there is officers want to make sure that they have to make difficult decisions in an instant, and they want to make sure that they're able to make those decisions and not be exposed. But the community wants to make sure that officers are held accountable if they do something really egregious, like what happened with George Floyd.
But they get
frankly,
arrested,
what happened
they?
With other folks.
Like when that happens, they get arrested.
They sometimes get arrested, and but then in the end, because of the qualified immunity, that's one contributing factor to them officers not getting prosecuted in the end.
All right. Mayor Elliker, New Haven, is on. Before we let you go, one quick question. We've been debating this one on the air. It's been such a fight. Grilled cheese. You put mustard on it?
From time to time, yeah.
Sometimes.
I feel like that's a political answer, though. Sometimes.
You didn't say yes. Right. That wasn't so like
you actually
absolutely.
From time to time.
No, he's flip-flopping on the issue here. Because
yeah. Flip-flopping.
I know. What does the public think? And then I'll give you my answer.
Oh, my God, see?
Right. We'll poll that, right. Mayor, and we'll get back to you on
yes.
the numbers.
It's split in this building anyway.
Yeah, really.
Mayor Justin Elliker, New Haven, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Lady performing an exorcism on a shampoo aisle. Happened at Walmart.
Huh?
She's being called a grocery store screamer.
Nice.
The story starts, another grocery store screamer. Has there been grocery stores?
Well, there was a lady in the Verizon store that screamed and pooped.
Well, a lot of pee at grocery stores.
She peed. Yeah, she peed.
A lot of pees, but no screamers.
So I'm guessing she's being labeled in with these because they were screaming, then she peed.
There was the mask guy.
Right.
I feel threatened.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so store screamers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Back off. Right. Sounds just like him.
It was captured on video. She's calling other customers demons.
Aren't they usually?
And would the devil hang out in the shampoo aisle?
Well, it depends. He doesn't really have hair. Well, no, there's different ones where he has some hair in between the horns, and sometimes he has no hair. So,
I've never seen hair between the horns.
Yeah, there's like one where he has like
a tuft of hair.
Not tuft, but
he has a goatee. You don't need shampoo for that, do you?
Well, you know,
maybe dye.
Maybe he needs a Grecian formula.
Keep it nice and red,
which is near the shampoo. It's all the hair care products in one aisle.
But if you're in hell, wouldn't it disintegrate? Like it would just
But he's a devil. He's a devil, though. So you know. I'm sure he's an air-conditioned office. He's like, yeah, that's my work.
The heat is for everybody else.
Exactly.
It's like a sweatshop with the bosses over in the corner with a small air-conditioned office.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just
you go to his office, air-conditioned, it's all nice and white. There's like nice fluffy curtains and stuff like that.
He's got his own little mini fridge.
Exactly, right. Ice-cold beer.
Everyone else is out in hell.
He's got white flip-flops, the whole nine yards, yeah.
Why?
Listening to, Disney soundtracks.
Why does he have white flip-flops?
That's the hell area.
That's the hell area.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he's got really cool metal music playing in his office.
Did you just say
like
Disney was hell?
Yes, it did.
Correct.
He's got metal music playing.
Exactly right, because that's devil music.
That's right. He's listening to the Iron Maiden 666.
Metal version of Air Supply's All I Love.
Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil.
Exactly. All the stuff with him in there, yeah. Exactly right. Sympathy for the Devil, but Rolling Stones.
Devil went down to Georgia.
Everything. He's got the Devil's playlist.
Running with the Devil.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
What is AJ's version of hell? No one has feet. Every selfie he takes is blurry or bad angle.
No, my version of hell. I'm living it right now. Thank you.
That's true. I was going to say, it's every morning between 5:30 and 10.
He only has one follower on Instagram, and he never likes any of AJ's posts.
Hang on.
Too accurate.
AJ's hell.
Yeah, no.
All of his cars are out of gas, and he can't get them to the gas station.
I'm pretty close right now. Thank you, pal. Was it $25?
You have to drive a Yugo.
Oh. Actually, no, it's worth money now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, go with it, okay?
Sorry, you go. Yes, horrible.
1991
horrible.
Sob. How about that?
Yeah, right. That's hell right there.
Right.
You know, Sob stands for something an a-hole buys. Yes.
Right, okay. Yep. You have to drive a Sob.
Raul. Let's get back to the devil, okay?
You have to listen to meaningful music.
Oh,
slow music.
Ew.
Right. Like Cat Stevens.
Ballads.
I actually like Cat Stevens. But yeah, like soft rock stuff.
Right.
Like you find higher up in the dial.
Right. You have to watch Boy Meets World every night.
Like Lieutenant yes. Moment Love by Bill Joel.
It's Peter Gabriel in your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In your eyes. Or Salisbury Hill. Either one.
Yeah. Right. Land Lights Out on Broadway, all that stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Tongue went dry.
You have to listen to that over and over. Drive a sob.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so there's this lady.
Oh, I forgot about her, yeah.
And she was performing an exorcism on a shampoo aisle at a Walmart. Here's the audio.
On this aisle, I command you, in Jesus Christ's name, get off this aisle.
Really?
Get off. You need to leave. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, no. Get off. You are a demon. Get off this aisle.
Really?
That's right. Until I can buy something and then I will happily leave. I rebuke you all and cast you into the lake of fire in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Have respect for Jesus Christ's sake.
What is wrong with people?
Is she the greeter? Welcome to Walmart.
Right.
Before the parade passes by.
Yeah, this one right there.
It's funny. I have an exorcist file.
Yep.
In my computer, and it has Kathy Lee singing.
That'll do it. That'll
and the
demon
devil
out.
Is in pain.
I didn't know what was happening.
That'll scare the hell out of her.
Wow.
Yep.
That was weird. You know, when someone in Walmart looks at you and says, what is wrong with people?
Seriously.
That's a problem.
When you know you're a standout.
Yeah. Yep. Take a look.
Take a look.
Take a deep look.
No one intervened, though. No. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm just going to leave her alone.
Just going by. Hey, I'm just trying to get my shampoo.
Yep.
That's all.
Just want to get my suave.
Clean hair. That's
all right.
All.
I
get my suave.
I'm condemned to a lake of fire. That's fine.
Yep.
Just
exactly.
You stay over there.
I just going to get some Head and Shoulders. It'll be good.
Yeah, shampoo, conditioner.
Here. Yeah, I need my Aussie products. Thank you.
I'll be on my way.
And trust me, I don't think Jesus would send her.
No.
As, you know, hey, go take care of this problem I got in the aisle at Walmart.
The shampoo aisle.
Matter of fact, if you look at Heaven's List, Walmart is one of the places not to go to.
Right.
Right.
And I won't come home tonight. Me and the boys are playing.
Oh, the other Kiss song.
All night. Sorry.
So you're doing good?
That would be funny if you dressed up like one of the members of
Gene
Kiss
Simmons?
For Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't think my tongue's long enough.
Well, shouldn't you do that? Like,
he should be Paul Stanley.
Costume Wednesday or something? And each Wednesday.
What do you think Halloween's going to look like this year? A lot of masks.
Right. Yeah, been there, done that. No, for a costume, you won't have a mask on.
I'm going as a surgeon.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm dressing up around the mask.
Oh boy, yeah, that's a whole deal, right? No Halloween.
Yep.
That's so sad.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's early yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot can happen.
No vaccine, no Halloween.
That rhymes.
No, that kind of rhymes.
That sounds like a slogan.
We ain't seen no Halloween.
Exactly. How are you boys doing?
I am doing very excellent. AJ, how are you doing?
I'm not unwell.
Okay, very good. I'm doing well. I'm going to LBI this weekend.
Ah.
I've never been before.
Libby?
Long Beach Island. I guess it's in New Jersey.
Wow.
Hey, Jersey.
Yeah, my friends rented a house and I'm going.
Any casinos?
How many
over there?
People?
Five.
Five.
All guys?
No. These are my straight friends from high school.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're all wearing masks, I hope.
Not the one you punched at the tennis team.
Any tennis team members on this group, right?
Yeah. Any tennis players?
No, we're not playing. We will not be playing tennis this weekend either.
You'll play squash instead.
We're playing squash. I win.
So are you bringing a date or are you the fifth?
No, I'm the fifth wheel.
There you
so
go,
you're still dating that guy out in California?
Yeah, he just texted me 2 seconds ago.
Nice.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Anthony, right? Wasn't it Anthony?
Anthony, yes.
Anthony! When are you going to see each other?
Anthony.
Dr. Anthony.
Yeah.
So, he just texted. We talk about, we Zoom or we FaceTime about twice a day.
Cool.
And but he's stuck in California. There's no way he's coming here.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
He's in a hot spot. You're in a good spot.
Yeah, he's supposed to come in Saturday, and he's supposed to be here the whole week, and then that whole trip got canceled.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you have to quarantine your place for 14 days.
Exactly, which would not be a terrible thing.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, he needs to make money and see his patients.
Oh, gotcha.
What kind of a doctor?
He's a clinical psychologist.
Oh.
That's right.
Right.
And every time we talk to him, he analyzes my conversation.
And how do you feel about that?
That scares me.
And what do you mean by that? How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about
that? Do you think that's funny?
Right. Exactly.
Have you guys had an argument yet?
Yes.
Really?
What was it about?
Just like, I'm a very, I call you later. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas he says, I'll call you later.
And doesn't.
And I don't always necessarily get a call.
Oh, I hate that. That's the worst.
So we've had a little bit of an argument over that. He's like, well, it just means like figuratively. And I'm like, no, literally.
I want a time like 10:45, what?
Well, like, especially because he knows I go to bed around 7:30. So if you say you're going to call before that, and then I go to bed mad that he didn't call.
Right. And you don't sleep, you toss and turn, you punch the pillow.
And then you wake up mad. That.
Exactly, right.
You go to bed mad, you wake up mad.
I can tell. Right.
Well, that's not a deal-breaking fight.
When Scott goes,
no. Tomorrow's weather. We work through it.
Everything sucks, yeah.
But when I'm just wondering how you have an argument with someone who is a head doctor, right? Are they always thinking that they have the higher ground in the conversation?
Yes.
And mess with you.
And the conversations ends rather abruptly when I know he's playing Dr. DiNardo.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm good here. Click.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, you win.
Right. Don't you analyze me.
Don't you dare judge me.
Yeah. Well, it's the higher ground syndrome because they figure that, like, they know everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the worst part. They're going to get to argument now because of us.
No. No, but we're taking the shine off of this guy. I mean, Scott's happy, and leave it to us. Like, in 20 seconds, we damage him.
I know. He's going to get a phone so testy now. What happened? I don't know. It's one of my friends.
Right. Don't you talk to those radio people ever again.
Right. Again.
And drop their Facebook page also.
Right.
No, that's funny. Riled up.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's pretty level-headed.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I can sense he had some problems.
He's the yin and the yang.
Is there a plan, like, down the road, you move here, I move there?
There's no plan.
No plans right now. Just kind of free-flowing.
Just enjoying it.
He's supposed to, I mean, his family is here, and his father is, you know, he's got compromised health, so he's supposed to be coming home to visit, but he just literally can't get home.
Wow.
I mean, it's just so tough being in California, and then, you know, and then they were starting to get better, and they're starting to reopen things, and then before you know it, everything's back to base one again.
Yep. Yeah.
So he has no plan of living here. You're definitely not moving out there until you retire, which will not be for a long time. So you've just kind of, this is it. So you guys haven't talked about a future because this is it.
No, we haven't had that conversation yet.
Right. If he's making lots of money, he's a doctor, you should just go over there and be a kept person.
Now, are you guys...
My mother always wanted me to marry a doctor.
Exactly. So say, oh my God, he's got a doctor.
I got a doctor.
Are you guys exclusive?
Yes.
Cool. Aw. Dude, what are you doing?
So we have AJ earlier, and he's been saying this a lot lately. He goes, aw.
Aw. Yeah.
Like what?
Or like men don't say aw.
Aw. If they see a cute little baby bunny, you say aw. Aw.
No.
You're not there too, huh? Okay.
Yeah, right. For a bunny, not for a relationship.
Yeah, no. That was a tape. That was
aw.
I was talking when that happened. I'm not a ventriloquist, Scott. There's no dummy on my lap here. Mm. There's a dummy in the production studio.
That's the dummy.
Shab you.
I mean, come on. That was soft toss there.
Really?
Jay.
Really? Aw.
Really?
And now we're
going to. We're trying to talk to Scott about Scott.
It's all about AJ.
I'm calling BS on this one. You guys fired the first shot by putting the aw in there.
So.
Wow. That's crowd.
You know what, Scott? We're all getting along until we talk to you. Your stupid fight got us all fighting.
Stupid what?
Stupid fight got us all fighting.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's not what I heard.
I love Phil the interpreter.
I speak AJ. Sometimes.
You speak AJ. It's like a whole different dialect. It comes with subtitles.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
So AJ's worried about this. Then I got to go. Well, I'll get weather first.
Don't make it about me.
All right. This
the world is worried about this.
All right. Then I'm not going to ask him.
Okay, I worry about it.
Oh.
Tell him.
The asteroid.
What asteroid?
You don't know about the asteroid?
The world is worried.
This is the biggest story confronting mankind.
It's supposed to be tomorrow.
Oh, no. I haven't heard anything about it. Oh.
NASA warns a huge asteroid approaching Earth July 24th.
And it's tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, it was good knowing you guys.
It's 556 feet long.
It's 556 feet.
Yes.
It's called 2020 ND.
Thank God.
And it will be whizzing by the planet at nearly 30,000 miles per hour.
That's really cool.
NASA says the asteroid's distance to Earth is at 3 million miles away.
That's close. Not.
But if it makes a hard left all of a sudden,
NASA says it's potentially dangerous.
Potentially. The word potentially is
I'm just glad I can get this story out of my pile now.
You know, I am concerned about everybody's health. You know?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're concerned about you.
That's right.
Well, so let me.
Why?
It's all about AJ.
I'm going to find that guy.
All right, so we got to go. I had so much fun with Scott. All right, what's the weather going to be like?
Hot and chance for severe storms today, please keep your eyes to the skies. It'll look threatening head indoors. We could have damaging winds and rain and hail. And then tomorrow, we get a little break in the humidity and the heat. It'll be about 88 tomorrow, still warm. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, back into the 90s for inland Connecticut. So it's looking steamy.
Ooh, steamy.
All right, thank you, brother. Have a great weekend. All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.